Well, the presidential campaign season has been filled with tweets and jabs and marketing issues like no other. Most marketing professionals would say both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have had branding issues. Current State's Brooke Allen asks a Michigan marketing professor if these issues could affect voters.
I'm speaking with Professor Mike Bernacki, University of Detroit Mercy Marketing Professor. And Professor, thank you so much for being with me. How long have you been teaching?
Gosh, longer than most of my students have been going to school, 40 years.
And that being said, is it safe to say this campaign season has been full of marketing lessons for both parties?
You know, it really has. It's been marketing and counter-marketing. You know, you don't always find that. You know, you find campaigns and candidates and their surrogates offer various viewpoints, but the idea of tit-for-tat and marketing and counter-marketing is very unusual in a campaign. Most of the campaigning has been negative campaigning, and, you know, if you negative campaign, either you accept the results, you know, or on the other hand, you have to bounce back and you have to counter, and it's very difficult to do, and that doesn't make anybody happy. As a matter of fact, one of the struggling features of this campaign is to get somebody to vote so that they can do it positively, so that they want to vote. That is what we find very often is folks saying, well, the reason they're going to vote is because they don't want the other person to be elected. Please, what's the story there? Well, the story is it's been a disastrous campaign season with personal brands really determining outcomes as opposed to policy, as opposed to politics, and this is very unusual.
What about the old saying, there's no such thing as bad publicity?
That sounds like words from Mr. Trump. He would certainly agree with that.
So what about the thought that, you know, everything he says is controversial and kind of free publicity? How much money has he spent on advertising and on campaigning in regards to Hillary Clinton and what she spent?
Frankly, very little. And that's why, you know, at the end of this campaign, everything else aside, he's in great difficulty, because if you take a look at the total expenditures, she is very well bankrolled. And as a matter of fact, knows, of course, which states are battleground states, as we all do, as does Mr. Trump. But he's not able to secure, you know, the time necessary because it's already purchased. And I would say that probably, you know, in the neighborhood of 2 to 3 to 1, Mrs. Clinton is outspending Mr. Trump. And, you know, you can only do so much with the freeness of publicity. At the end of the game, it's well known and it's very well tailored that if you spend the most money, you probably are going to win, everything else aside.
So many people always talk about Trump, but are those voters actually going to go out and vote regardless of who they're talking about?
You know, the problem is there enough energy? Is there enough desire really to vote? And this kind of campaigning discourages folks from going out to vote. In my classes, we discuss this, you know, very often, as a matter of fact, and I've heard it said by a goodly number of my students that they find this campaign discouraging. And while it's their first, you know, go around and wanting to vote, that, you know, they're excited about the opportunity to vote, but are they really going to do it because they don't have anybody that they're really interested? It's not enthused and energetic. Well, I think millennials, you know, in recent data, they are much more likely to be Clinton-driven, but it doesn't make any difference if you don't vote, you know. And I'm not sure that, you know, I think Mr. Trump is in a win-win situation. Does he really want to become president? Well, I don't have any idea. I can't get inside his psyche and discover. But one thing he wants for sure is he wants to continue his celebrity status. Almost everything he's done in this campaign has been celebrity status oriented, and, you know, even the bad news. But watch out, because there's signs that his brand is starting to fail in the marketplace, and that's something he really can't tolerate.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I noticed on Twitter that the New York Times reporting that LA Dodgers first baseman Adrian Gonzalez is refusing to stay with the rest of the team at the Trump properties during the playoffs.
You know, there's a lot of that going on. There's folks who have golf outings, you know, down in his properties in Florida. And they've decided not to do it, to the tune now of an $18,000 event, just so they can stick it in his face and in his nose and wherever. Understand, this has nothing to do specifically with who's coming out and saying that they were abused by Mr. Trump. Not at all. This has to do with their disgust at what's going on in the campaign before any of this even happened. And so he has to be very, very careful, because the brand damage is something that he just can't tolerate.
I'm speaking with Professor Mike Bernacki, University of Detroit Mercy Marketing Professor. So let's talk about Hillary Clinton's brand and the damage that she sustained during this campaign.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. She also has a personal brand, and that personal brand is under constant attack. And she's not in good shape, you know, at all on her personal branding. And, you know, what can she best do? I think what she can best do is try to stick, you know, to the issues of the day.
How do you think that this campaign is going to change future campaigns for future candidates, no matter who wins this election?
Yeah, I think the lesson that has been learned is that the marketing of presidential campaigns, thank you very much, is now with a capital M. And you can market yourself, you know, when you're on stage, when you're not on stage. You can market yourself through the social media. And it's, of course, so time-consuming. Does anybody have the chance, the opportunity to even govern anymore? I think, you know, we have to be very, very careful at the road that we're going down right now, because it's been action, reaction, marketing, counter-marketing, remarketing, trying to reshape somebody's message. But you know what? You can't ever go back to the good old days. So folks are going to have to be very disciplined. And I think that's, you know, marketing is good, but you have to still be disciplined in the message that you send, because eventually taxpayers, voters are going to look at it and make a determination on whether you're going to get their vote or not. And I think we have to be careful. I'm glad that the Pandora's box on marketing is open. There's nothing hidden. Everything is supposed to be transparent or close to transparent. And it hits the media so quickly, you know, nanosecond. But at the end of the day, is the American people, are they willing to live with the results of the election, with the results of this marketing, counter-marketing scenario?
Well, thank you so much, Professor. Again, that was Professor Mike Bernacki, University of Detroit Mercy Marketing Professor. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Brooke.
And for Current State, I'm Brooke Allen.